co-op.
How big are yours?
Oh, I haven't put mine out because the garden's too wet. Oh, I have had them. I couldn't even reach around them. And lettuce, we put cabbage and lettuce and onions out right now. But, of course, we can't do it now.
You'd raise about how many of them to a row?
Oh, we get, when we buy 50.
50?
Mm-hmm.
And 50 to 50 cabbage?
50 cabbage plants.
Yeah.
And then there's 100 onion plants in a package. All 50, you can buy either way. But we gotta always put out 100 or 200. And we get red ones too, and Bermuda. And we get the slips and we get the buttons. Onions.
Now you told me about those yard long beans you had yesterday. Mm-hmm. Any other kinds of, do you get those kind of flat ones, you know?
Well, we have butter beans.
Uh-huh.
But these other are like peas. We have pole beans.
Yeah.
And pole beans and the bunch bean. And we have pole butter beans and bunch butter beans. And I like the green ones or the white ones. I don't like the colored ones. But you can have colored ones. Rufus has colored ones. I don't like them.
Do you get those big kind of beans, maybe that some of them?
Lima beans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And do you get the ones with kind of purple stripes in those?
That's called colored ones. No, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Too much like peas. If I'm going to have peas, I want peas. If I eat butter beans, I want butter beans.
Yes, ma'am. Well, do you ever get those that you kind of eat pod and all? Like, you know, you might...
The butter beans?
No, you might just... You wouldn't even shell them. You just...
Or string them. That's the way you do beans. You can... Of course, when they get old, you can shell them. But I always snap, they call snap beans.
Mm-hmm.
I always snap them.
Now, you told me when you take the tops of turnips, you might make a mess of...
Make a mess of salad. Turnip salad or mustard.
And you got that kind of vegetable you put in a salad, green leafy thing?
Lettuce?
Yeah.
Yeah. I raised some celery, but I never did get it white. It wouldn't bleach. You can raise it. And then, of course, in the salad, you put the carrots and radishes, too.
How many you got? How many did you raise last year?
What?
Say, did you raise lettuce last year?
Oh, yeah, I raised everything.
How many hit? How many?
Oh, I don't know. I have... the Great Lakes we get first makes a big head. And then we have the bib lettuce that's almost individual lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
It's little. We have both kinds.
Oh, when you were younger, did your and y'all were all at the church together, say all 12 of the kids, would folks ever say to your father maybe, boy, you sure have got a bunch of head of...
No. No, they never said anything to us.
Never did.
They was just always glad to see us. I don't remember anything was ever said that you would resent.
Yeah. Well, you never joked. Nobody ever joked with your father about how many kids he had?
Mm-mm. Not that I know of.
Got a passel of kids?
Mm-mm.
Never heard that word, passel?
Yeah, I've heard passel, but they never said it to Daddy.
How would you use that word? Would you ever use
it? I imagine it means many. I don't know. You got a good, you got a passel, that means you got a good many.
Would you use it jokingly, or?
I think so.
Yeah. Now, we're talking about corn. Let's see, the outside of the ear, you have to get off. You call
shucks. It. Have to shuck it.
Yeah. You told me you eat a lot of roasting ears?
Oh, corn. Yeah. Yeah, we eat a world of corn. We boil it and we fry it.
What do you call it? You fry corn?
Mm-hmm. We cut it off the cob and fry it.